Broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton here, live Denver, Colorado, Blizzard 13 at Collaborate 13.
And Floyd is in the house.
That's right. We can start now.
Hey, guys.
The guy office is, what, like 5 minutes from our Gwinnett studio.
And we have to meet him halfway across the country.
All the way to Colorado. But please do welcome to the show, if you will, from EIS Technologies, Mr. Floyd Teeter. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you all for having me here. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we are delighted to have you. So EIS Technologies, you're a pretty big deal over there. What's your role over there, and what is EIS all about?
I have a really cool title. It's called Executive Vice President of Products and Strategy, which means they let me go chase my harebrained ideas and tell them how they're going to make money off of them. It's really cool.
And you're in a band.
And I'm in a band.
So EIS has their own band, or that's something you do on the side?
That's something I do on the side, actually. The story is my wife bought me this beautiful business card holder. On front of the card holder, it says, of course, I'm in a band. And what we do at EIS is we're all about converting data into information. So if you're, say, an EBS customer, or you're a Fusion Applications customer, or you're a JDE customer, or a PeopleSoft customer, you've done this wonderful job of modeling your transactions and gathering all this data. Now let's talk about how we easily turn it into information, something you can use. Something that tells you how your business is doing, tells you why certain things are stuck in your supply chain, why don't your subledger accounts match up with your ledger accounts. It's a huge deal. And having been a financial guy in an earlier life, I can tell you if the subledgers don't tie to the GL, that is a showstopper. That's not good.
The wheels come off at that point.
Yes, yes, yes. The bus is running on axles.
So speaking of shows, how is this one going for you so far, man?
Oh, this one rock and roll. Yeah. Collaborate always rocks.
What is it about Collaborate that's so special in your experience?
This is where you come to hear the tactical. So the difference between Collaborate and, say, oh, let's say Open World, because it's a good yardstick. At Open World, you hear about Oracle's new products, and you hear about how you should do something. Then you come to Collaborate and hear customers, actual users, talk about, this is how we did it.
Yeah.
So it's a little more pragmatic, it's a little more concrete, and that makes it, for many of us, a high-value conference.
And then you're learning kind of best practices and learning from all the other people around you, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a huge event for learning from the experiences of others in using Oracle products, whether it be a database, whether it be a packaged app. If you want to learn what other customers have done, this is the place.
So what is this, Splash BI?
Splash BI.
Splash BI.
What's that? That business intelligence?
That's one of those hairball ideas that I went off and chased.
Right.
And we're rolling out as a product this week under conditional availability. We're talking to folks who want to be early adopters.
Now, when you do that and you're looking for early adopters, is that hard for you to find early adopters, or are they lining up to try new things?
Actually, we've got a lot of customers lining up to try new things, believe it or not.
Really? So that shows you what they think of you, or they're willing to trust you guys to do something like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what the fun part is we've not only got existing customers that want to be early adopters, but we've got new folks coming into the fold, and right off the bat, they want to be early adopters. So that says something for your rep in the marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm so tickled to have this opportunity to work with EIS. They're a fun bunch.
So what all will you do over these few days? You have a booth?
We do.
You have a booth?
1121. In fact, from where we're talking, you can see the little EIS
hanging
down.
Oh, yeah, you got the big white spinny thing. So you have the booth. You'll be walking the carpet. Will you be attending sessions as well?
I'm attending sessions. I'm actually giving four.
You're a busy guy.
You're a giving guy.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
And your band's playing tonight somewhere, right? Your free time.
I wish. I do one at 2 o'clock today on Enterprise Manager. I do one tomorrow morning on Functional Setup Manager for Fusion. And then I do one on Fusion Reporting Architecture tomorrow afternoon.
Why don't you talk a little bit about this Fusion? You got Fusion Apps, Fusion Middleware. There's a bunch of Fusion going on there.
There are. And you have to look at it as an architecture. you look at the database, then you look at the middleware, and everybody's running on Fusion middleware that's running packaged apps. Whether you're JDE or PeopleSoft or EBS, you're running on Fusion middleware. And then you have Fusion applications, which are another set of package apps that also run on Fusion middleware. And as far as Fusion apps, what we're seeing is most of the use cases out there right now are using them as complementary apps and coexistence, especially with EBS. EBS is rock solid. It's been rock solid for years. It's easy to manage. It's a single instance ERP, and most folks want to stick with that. They see things in Fusion applications as add-ons that look really cool, add value to the business. So we're seeing a lot of EBS and Fusion apps together.
So Lee's not completely clear on ADF design patterns. Can you clarify that for him a little bit so he can get caught up with you and I?
Absolutely. ADF design patterns are simply best design practices. And we use that in building Splash BI because we build it on ADF Essentials. But the cool thing about design patterns, it doesn't necessarily just tie to ADF. You could take those design patterns and literally use them with any technology you want. I could be on ADF, I could be in jQuery, whatever. It's just simply somebody's done the research, they've gone out and done the research for users for specific use cases and said, based on how they work, this is a really cool way to set things up. And it's a standard way to set things up. It'll boost your productivity if you set it up this way. So that's what we did. We used design patterns, the whole thing. Made life so much easier because I didn't have to do a lot of research.
So now, EIS Technologies, if somebody wanted to learn more, they go to your booth. They can find it. You can see your booth anywhere with that big white sign up there.
Yep.
What are they going to find in there?
They will find live demos of Splash BI. They will also find our other products, OBIE Connect, which allows you to use Excel as a front end for the Oracle Business Intelligence tools. You will also find Express, which lets you put an Excel front end on your e-business suite. And you'll hear a bit about our consulting services as well, the things we do with OBIEE. You'll also hear about us as an education partner. We are an Oracle certified education partner. In fact, we're the only education partner in North America certified to teach Fusion applications.
Wow.
And we also do EBS and OBIEE.
And the website for you guys?
www.eistech.com.
Good stuff, Floyd. We thank you so much for being part of this.
Oh, you guys rock. Thank you for letting me be here.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton at Collaborate 13.